Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and very shortly, about the bottom of the hour, I believe, we're going to get into the Southwest goes back under Mexico, southwest part of the United States, and there's a pretty map here showing the United States one or two-thirds its original size, because California, Arizona, New Mexico, and part of Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, California, part of Colorado, Utah, and Nevada. I think those are the areas that the international crime families that control America are working with Vicente Fox, the communist president of Mexico, to take these lands back under the Mexican flag that were legally bought from Mexico under the Guadalupe-Hidalgo Treaty in 1848. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. But we're also going to talk about something exciting you can be a part of in a few minutes. But we have Debbie Morrow coming on at 15 after that's going to share with us about how we can be better prepared for anything happening, and also to work to have good health at this time through good water in our house, having good water. But before all of that happens, I want to say hallelujah, angels still abound on planet Earth. Talking about this young lady today, matter of fact, who decided to go horseback riding, a lovely blonde young lady, and even though she had not had any lessons or prior experience, she mounts the horse unassisted, and the horse immediately springs into action. As it gallops along at a steady and rhythmic pace, the blonde begins to slip from the saddle. In terror, she grabs the horse's mane but cannot get a firm grip. She tries to throw her arms around the horse's neck, but she slides down the side of the horse anyway. This is getting very serious. The horse gallops along, seemingly impervious to its slipping rider, finally losing her frail grip. The blonde attempts to leap away from the horse and throw herself to safety. Unfortunately, you know what happened. Her foot became entangled in the stirrup. She is now at the mercy of the horse pounding hooves as her head is struck against the ground over and over and over again. As her head is battered against the ground and she was mere moments away from unconsciousness, to her great fortune, an 85-year-old Mr. Frank, the Walmart greeter, sees her and valiantly runs over and unplugs the horse. Hallelujah. Like I say, isn't that wonderful that angels still abound on planet Earth? All right, folks, let's see now. See if we can get into things here. Probably not as serious as that, but we'll try anyway. Yes, I'm pulling out today, and I have open before me our Adabet Police and Military Newsletter, Summer 2002, that has to do with the Southwest going under Mexico, southwest part of the United States. That's a plan. That's a program, folks, that the government has been funding for over 40 years. I'm going to talk about that a little bit tonight. And we want to, hopefully, Debbie will be here in just a minute. We'll get to talk about something for our own home that'll help our health, and that is great water and the Berkey water filters. And then we'll get into this, and I want to share with you a let's see, not a news report. What are we going to call that? It's a press release of Texans for Freedom announcing a rally in support of American and Texas sovereignty against these Aztlan Reconquista people, and it just came out today. Matter of fact, just minutes ago, a press release. We're going to talk about what you can do to help to stand up and say no to the loss of one-third of the United States under the Mexican flag. So we'll be talking about that, to just give you a few little quotes from some of those that are the Latino revolutionary leaders of this in this country. I want to take you here to a quote from Agustin Cibada, that is, head of the U.S.-based Marxist Chicanos Revolutionary Army, Brown Berets de Aztlan. Now, he will probably be at the location I'm going to share with you today, tomorrow, and you might get to meet this Agustin Cibada, head of the U.S.-based Brown Berets de Aztlan, which is a revolutionary group of Marxist Latino revolutionaries from Mexico and Central and South America. Now, just a couple statements from this guy. He's a real honey. I'll tell you, he really hates Americans. He's been here for years helping to push along this reconquering and taking over the southwest part of the United States. And here's one of his quotes we have here in our police and military publication. By the way, this old cop, Jack McGlynn, met this communist in Los Angeles about 6 years ago. But he says, go back to Simi Valley, you skunks. Go back to Woodland Hills. Go back to Boston. Go back to Plymouth Rock, pilgrims. Get out of the southwest part of the United States. We Mexicans are the future. You are old and tired. We have beaten you. Leave like beaten rats. You old white people, it is your duty to die. And that's Agustin Cibada. I'll spell that Cebada. And he is the head of the revolutionary Brown Berets de Aztlan. And I would suggest that probably at this rally tomorrow, he will be there leading the troops, because he was there in Los Angeles when I met him. Another, let's see if we got another quote by him. Well, we got here one from the Marxist racist Art Torres, chairman of the California Democratic Party. He was the chairman as of 1995. And he said this: you white boys had better keep affirmative action. You're going to need it. Proposition 187 was the last gasp of white Americans in California. Now, he's a very evil racist and hates America. He's a Marxist, and it's all for the Aztlan Reconquista program. What is Aztlan, you say? Well, according to the Mexican legend, Aztlan means Aztec land, and it is a legend. It may not be true at all, but it is a legend for the Latino people in Mexico. They say Aztlan land was the North American ancestral homeland of the ancient Aztecs, a land they left to journey south, but there's no proof of this. They moved, of course, down to Mexico City, Mexico, according to the legend. As used today by Marxist revolutionaries operating inside the United States and within the Republican and Democratic socialist political system, the term refers to an area within the United States called Nation of Aztlan, and that's spelled, folks, A-Z-T-L-A-N. It is the land that was legally purchased, as I told you before, by the United States from Mexico under the Guadalupe-Hidalgo Treaty of 1848. Our fellow Americans know this area as the southwestern states of California, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, along with portions of Nevada, Utah, and Colorado. Leftist revolutionaries here in the country by millions, millions of leftist revolutionaries within the United States in America's dual party system. The Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party claim the United States stole these lands from Mexico and that they must and will be reconquered by Mexico through violent revolution, if not through current nonviolent, silent invasion that is going on right now. Well, I'd say it's not very silent, because as a police officer in Phoenix, Arizona, I knew a lot of what was going on in Tucson, Arizona, right near the Mexican border, and of course the same thing was happening in Phoenix, Arizona. This was not a silent invasion. These Marxist revolutionaries were coming up here, military-trained young people that were not fruit pickers. We're being taught all these poor illegals coming in here are poor fruit pickers, and they need work, and we have to feel sorry for them. But I have met them on the street in violent confrontation, me not starting the violence, but they starting the violence against a Phoenix cop, namely this particular cop. And I have wrestled and fought these people, and they are very well skilled in the martial arts and in the military arts. They are not fruit pickers, so many of them, coming across the border today. Well, that's a little bit about Aztlan there. It's a legend, but it is a legend that's being fulfilled today with the reconquering of the southwest part of the United States. Now, why would the government of the United States fund this for the last 40 years, folks? And they have. And they've funded other organizations, such as MECHA at the community colleges and the regular universities and colleges in the southwest part of the United States. And now I understand from some of our law enforcement people that they also have the MECHA program, the Movimiento Estudiantil Chicanos de Aztlan program. That's called Movement for Chicano Students of Aztlan, in the colleges and junior colleges across the United States today. Now, why would they be doing that when they are just interested, allegedly, in taking back the southwest part of the United States back under Mexico? Well, MECHA, the organization Movement of Chicano Students for Aztlan, is a very intolerant, racist Chicano student movement. It takes in good, fine, American, Latino students and turns them into Marxist revolutionaries. I've seen it happen right in Phoenix in our university and in Southern California. Okay? I'll be back and I'll talk a little bit more about MECHA when we come back. And then I want to get into, we'll talk about this a little bit and then get into what is going on down in Texas tomorrow that you can participate in. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring'em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bring'emhome.org or call 877-605-9200. Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring'em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bring'emhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Minutes ago about something going on down in Texas in Austin area that we hope some of you will, we hope all of you down there will participate in. Very important. But I want to get back to our government funding programs like NCHA, tax-free, giving money as grants to be sure the NCHA program in our school continues to organize and brainwash good American Latino children whose parents have been here for decades and decades, and they're good Americans and love America, but they're brainwashing these good Latino children that go into this organization, NCHA, into the principles of revolution and into the politics of hate for America. The NCHA Constitution tells of their treasonous intent to overthrow our state governments. Article 2, Section 1 explains, general membership shall consist of any student who accepts, believes, and works for the goals and objectives of NCHA, including the liberation of Aztlan, okay, meaning self-determination of our people in this occupied state and the physical liberation of our land. You know what they're saying here, folks? It's pretty simple and straightforward, isn't it? They're taking back the southwest part of the United States under Mexico. That's one-third of the United States. Now, why would our criminal, international criminals that control our governments and our state houses, the capitals in the states, be funding and allowing this treason to go on and sedition to go on? because it is a part of the globalist plan to divide up America and conquer it. It also brings millions upon millions of illegals in here that many of them go on the public dole. It depresses our economy. It takes jobs away from those that need jobs today, and on and on and on. It depresses all of those areas economically that millions of illegals move into, like Tucson and Phoenix, for example. When I was there, the county hospitals are going bankrupt. They're going under in these areas, these border counties, because they cannot keep up with the illegal aliens coming in and having children there. There's a system set up to where a woman waits until she's just a few weeks before she gives birth, and then they sneak her across the border and take her to the county hospital, and she has her child there. That child immediately becomes a citizen, and then this woman is on the public dole. She pays nothing to the county hospital, and now it's about 70% to 80% of the county hospital's births today in these border cities along our southern border with Mexico of illegal aliens having babies there, and they can't cope with this kind of cost, so they're closing their doors in many of these areas. But anyway, back to Mecha for just a few minutes here. Clearly, this Article 2, Section 1 states that they are there to change the hearts and minds of these good Latino American children. Without their parents knowing about it, they go into this program of politics and hate and revolution called Mecha, and they learn how to overthrow these areas of America that they call the nation of Aztlan, those places, those states, as we've mentioned before, that were sold lawfully to America under the 1848 treaty. This is seditious, and it's racist. Anti-American student groups, they're referring to the physical revolution against freedom-loving Americans, a Mexican invasion creating a Mexican-occupied American Southwest, and if necessary, the forced removal of Americans from those states. I was down in, and I've told you this before, some of you are new listeners, however, and you know that I was down, I tried to sneak in to a big rally that the Reconquista Aztlan people had down in Los Angeles, and this was about 6 years ago, and I tried to sneak in there as if I was a reporter, a photojournalist, with my nice camera around my neck and my reporter-journalist jacket on. I had a very expensive journalist jacket there, and I had a press pass on. And when I walked in the door of this area, well, it wasn't a door, I'm sorry, it was an open park, but it was a area you walk into to hear the speakers, these Marxist revolutionary speakers speak. And the minute I walked in, the man on the gate, which was one of the Marxist New Black Panther Party members, big black guy, about twice my size, and I'm no little guy, and he had his black beret on, and he was watching people and talking to people and being sure people like Officer Jack McLam didn't get into the program. And so I'm walking in there with my hat on, and I had a press pass on my hat, and I've got my camera around my neck, and I'm looking good, man. I thought, boy, this is going to be a breeze. I'll breeze in there, and I'll get to hear what all these Marxists are talking about, how they're going to conquer the Southland. And I walk through, and the black guy grabbed my arm and says, "Jack McLam, what are you doing here?" Well, you can imagine how shocked I was. My mouth fell open. And I looked across my nice sunglasses at him, and I said, I'm here to find out what you guys are all about. And he says, "Well, come on in then. Come on in. Come on in, and we'll tell you what we're about." Well, they let me come in, and there was 2,000 of these Black Beret, two Black Panther Party guys, and 2,000-some of the Brown Berets, the Aztlan. It was an interesting day we had together. Be right back with more after this break, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
988-6833. Okay, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're excited here at our two police military associations that people are getting out tomorrow and challenging these Reconquistas there in Texas. But before I go there, I want to tell you how serious this is. You that are listening today that are not in the southwest part of the United States, you may think that, man, this guy is off his rocker. This is impossible. The government of the United States wouldn't sell out one-third of the United States to Mexico. Well, I can tell you, folks, it is true, and we have put out a whole police and military publication, as I said, in summer of 2002, number 40.8 of our constitutional newsletter for police and soldiers, laying out the quotes, the actual quotes of all or so many of these leaders, these Marxist leaders in this country, as to what they're actually doing here. And, for example, the colleges are deeply involved in the southwest part of the United States. Of course, you know your colleges are run by Marxist and Leninist and Trotskyite, anti-American type people for the most part. The professors are these people. And here's just one example down in University of Texas, Arlington, January 1995. Professor Jose Angel Gutierrez, University professor said this: we have an aging white America. They are dying. They, and I won't use the nasty language he used, but they are pottying in their pants with fear. I love it, he said. And he's one of these Marxist racist college professors. And we go to the text of the El Plan de Aztlan at the University of Southern California. They have their Mecha program there, and they have a text of the actual plan to take back the southwest part of the United States, and it's called the El Plan de Aztlan. And out of it, if we read here, it says, "We shall overcome you Americans by votes if possible and violence if necessary. Aztlan belongs to those who plant the seeds, water the fields, and gather the crops, and not the foreign Europeans." Of course, they're saying that about Americans. And then at the San Diego City College, the Mecha organization on campus actually lowered the American flag and ran up the Aztlan flag one day. And they said here a slogan they were using is, "American Southwest is no longer part of the United States." And if you've been to Arizona, you've been to Texas, you've been to the southern areas of Texas, Arizona, and California, and New Mexico, you know that that's true. It doesn't seem like the Southwest is any longer a part of the United States. And as millions and millions more illegal revolutionaries come across that border every year, it's becoming less and less America and more as communist Mexico. Let's go to some other quotes here real quick. Let's see. Here is from the, once again, our communist Agustin Cibada, head of the Brown Berets de Aztlan, a U.S.-based Mexican army of violent revolutionaries. And he said this in 1986 in Los Angeles. He said, "We are here today to show Los Angeles, show the minority people, that is the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here and we are the majority and we're here to stay. We do not work, we do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children of the Anglos. We are the majority here and we're not going to be pushed around." And then we go into Mexico, actually to the Mexican consul in Arizona, Jose Angel Piscador, I guess it is. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Piscador, I guess it is. Mexican's consul general, 1998, says, "I think we're practicing La Reconquista in California." Reconquering of California, he means. Now, in the Mexican newspaper Excelsior, it said this: "The American Southwest seems to be slowly returning to the jurisdiction of Mexico without firing a single shot." Here is Marxist Mexican Henry Cisneros, Bill Clinton's Secretary of HUD, who is a Aztlan Reconquista promoter. He said, "These population dynamics will result in the browning of America, the Hispanization of America. It is already happening, and it is inescapable." Well, the federal government's been paying for this for years and years, folks, and we haven't even known about it. Here is the Mexican, Marxist Mexican president, Zedillo, in 1987, before the Marxist Mexican president they have right now, that's a bosom buddy and brother with President Bush, Vicente Fox. But this was Marxist President Zedillo, and he said in Chicago, when he was talking to a group of Latinos there, he says, "I have proudly affirmed that the Mexican nation extends beyond the territory enclosed by its borders." Well, folks, do you believe it yet? I could go on and on and on and on. It is happening right before your eyes, and we're not even aware it's happening. One-third of the United States gone from this country would devastate much other areas, many other areas of the United States. Let's go now to the news release just put out by Alex Jones, who is going to personally lead a demonstration against dangerous Reconquista revolutionaries tomorrow. Okay? It just came out. You can read it on Infowars.com, September 16, 2005. I called Alex just a short time before my show. or I had one of my assistant here call him, and he told me about this, and it's very, very important, folks. Listen up and be there if you can. If you can't, call relatives and friends there to be at this demonstration that Alex is going to lead against the taking back of Texas and these other states under Mexico. Here we go. Texans for Freedom announces a rally in support of American and Texas sovereignty against Mecha and La Raza, demonization of Texan heritage. It says here, having read reports that Texas United Latino Artists, that's TULA, T-U-L-A, is planning to lead a march down Congress from Riverside to the Capitol in celebration of Mexican independence from Spain, Texans for Freedom is announcing to counter demonstration to be led by its director, Alex Jones, from 4 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, September 17th, that's tomorrow, folks, at the intersection of Congress and 11th Street in front of the Big Iron Gate at the south entrance to the Capitol. Once again, tomorrow, Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m., September 17th, at the intersection of Congress and 11th Street in front of the Big Iron Gates at the south entrance of the Capitol. Texans for Freedom has a nine-year history of protesting racist hate groups. In 1999, founder Alex Jones engaged in a four-hour bullhorn filibuster against the Ku Klux Klan rally in Waco, Texas. Jones understands that many of the organizers and groups participating in the TULA parade are not racist and are simply celebrating their heritage. However, he knows that some of the groups participating, like Mecha and La Raza, are overtly racist, and he is determined to expose this through his activism to the media. The Mecha motto is anything for the race. For those outside the race, nothing. That is the motto of Mecha that your taxpayers have been funding, your taxes have been funding folks for 40 years through the federal government. La Raza means, the name La Raza of this national organization of revolutionaries means the race in Spanish. Can you imagine if a white or black organization called itself the race? It's time for this type of behavior to be exposed, says Alex. There is a double standard here. Meanwhile, groups like Mecha and Young Immigrant Students for a Better Future demonize the Minuteman Project for peacefully going to the border and reporting border crossers who are violating federal law to police. Many prominent leaders of the Minuteman are Hispanic. And folks, I want to stop a minute and tell you, as a cop in the high crime area of South Phoenix my whole career, I worked with wonderful, fantastic American-Mexican families there that were devastated that these revolutionaries are coming across the border and destroying Tucson and destroying Phoenix and trying to get their children involved in revolutionary acts against the United States. They told me over and over that they were used to live in Marxist South Central or Mexico, South Central America, or Mexico, and they didn't want to go back under Marxism, and they didn't want to be under the tyranny that Vicente Fox has built for them there in Mexico, and they were so afraid that the American people were not going to stand up and speak out. American people of all races, by the way, would not stand up and speak out against this takeover of the Southwest. Back to the news flash here from Alex. Many prominent leaders of the Minutemen are Hispanic, and they resent claims by some immigrant groups that they are all secret KKK members. Can you imagine Hispanics in the KKK? Crazy. But I digress. The reason that there is a Minuteman project